Some of the beginnings of alleged political corruption in the state in 2013 included elected officials in Rockland County. Spring Valley Mayor Noramie Jasmine and Deputy Mayor Joseph Desmarais were indicted in connection with a bribery case stretching from New York City to Rockland to Albany. Rockland County District Attorney Thomas Zugabee says the Rockland case was not a public corruption case when his office began investigating, but evolved into one and reached beyond his jurisdiction.
It's continuing as an investigation, and we realized many of the shortcomings that those current laws had under New York State law to be able to effectively prosecute them. And I worked closely as the other DAs in the state trying to see some effective changes to our laws, and the legislature chose not to enact them, and so we moved toward a Moreland Commission.
He refers to Governor Cuomo's proposed Public Trust Act, which sought to better enable prosecutors to crack down on public corruption. Here's why he believes the Moreland Commission is necessary.
There's a very real perception when you talk to the public that the corruption is pervasive among public servants. And no matter who you talk to and whether it's real or not, I think this commission will go a long way toward effectively determining the exact scope of the corruption. My own belief is that most elected officials and public servants are very honest and hardworking people. But right now, they're being hampered in their ability to work and to function because of this perception of dishonesty. So I think that the commission is necessary to at least restore the public's confidence in our system.
Now, it's my understanding that you, sitting on the commission, become a deputized assistant attorney general in this role?
That's correct, with all the powers of an attorney general statewide. Under the executive law, under 63 out of the executive law, and there's broad powers to subpoena, powers to hold hearings, and to make recommendations that I think will be very effective in this area.
That includes the authority to investigate and subpoena state legislators. Zugabee says the commission has a lot of ground to cover.
The commission is going to actually focus on a number of items. They could, in fact, receive complaints and referrals. We're going to be looking at the laws pertaining to a number of areas, such as Board of Election reform, campaign finance reform, not-for-profits involved in lobbying activities which violate their 501c3 status, recommendations for changes to the law, such as the laws that we had made recommendations regarding it with the Public Trust Act. So we're going to be looking at all those items. If during the course of our investigation, and we will be exercising subpoena power, we discover wrongdoing, we will have the ability then to refer them to local DA's offices for prosecution and or to the Attorney General's office.
As for the commission's first order of business, Zugabee says that will be decided during this first meeting.
First session, we'll be looking at and ordering our priorities as to how we're going to proceed.
Zugabee, a Democrat who was elected Rockland County District Attorney in 2007 and reelected to a four-year term in 2011, talks about what it meant to be appointed to the bipartisan Moreland Commission.
You know, I have to tell you, I was very honored. It was nice to be recognized. The governor recognized the work we had done on the other corruption cases, as well as the extensive work that we did on just fraud cases, financial crimes in general involving state money. So it was very rewarding to be recognized for those efforts.
In addition to the 25 commission members, there are four special advisors. Zugabee says the commission will meet weekly, and the first report is due December 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.